And here we go.
This is Happening with Mark Zito and Ryan Sampson.
I'm Mark Zito.
I'm Ryan Sampson.
And this, it's happening.
Yes, it is.
This is happening. The show is not called This, It's Happening. That was a, you know, this is happening.
It is
That's
happening.
What's happening. Oh, man. Another week in the books. Here we are.
You know what I just realized?
What?
You switched hats.
Since when?
Well, okay, so you always wear a hat. Mark, a baseball cap is part of the Mark Zito wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. And it makes me feel kind of like a child.
Does it?
Yeah, but I really just wear it because my hair is so bad.
Okay.
That I'm just like, I'll just wear a hat.
Okay.
Because otherwise you got to like get up in the morning and like comb your hair and stuff. And I got to be honest, I'm just not good at it.
But the Tom Brady, that's a Tom Brady hat.
Yes, it is.
The Tom Brady hat looks like a permanent fixture because I noticed it new like maybe a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been there every day since.
Well,
it's a permanent fixture now.
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, Tom being a fan of Tom Brady right now is It's very fluid.
I
don't know what's happening.
Are you being so? You're being generic. You're distancing yourself from the Patriots.
No. I am a Patriots fan.
Okay,
but I think I'm wearing this Tom Brady hat one because all my Patriots hats are like dirty and dingy, and it's like it's not football season right now. I don't want to wear a Red Sox hat because I just don't care about baseball. Which we should probably. By the way, I realized last week.
This week, you know, pitchers and catchers.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Whenever people are like, oh, pitchers and catchers reporting, boys of summer, I'm just like, oh, crap, I'm going to be dead soon. Anytime, like, something comes around where it's like, we're doing the thing again, I'm just like, oh, no, another one?
Great.
I don't know if that made any sense to anyone.
It makes perfect sense.
But this is all to say that I don't know what hat to wear, so I feel like by wearing this Tom Brady hat, I myself can will him to re-sign in New England.
Okay.
And I've been on record by saying I would gladly take two more years of Tom Brady, whatever happens, and then I'd be fine with, like, I used to say 3 to 5, I'm going to say 5 to 7 terrible Patriots seasons.
What if those two years are terrible Patriots? What if Tom is suddenly not good anymore?
I still don't want to see Tom Brady in another uniform.
Okay.
I don't want it.
Is there one uniform you want to see him in less than another?
Not really. No, okay. I think it's gonna suck either way. Like, I want a career Patriot. But again, it means nothing to me.
But we were talking, like, I don't think you were there.
We were talking. It shouldn't mean anything to me.
Like, we were talking, and I get it. There might not be a rival that you don't want to see him in, right? Right? Like, I'm a Steelers fan. You don't care if he goes to the Steelers. You don't want him to do it, but you're not going to be more mad if he goes to the Steelers.
I kind of hate I hate the Ravens a lot. I hate the Ravens.
Yeah.
I kind of hate the Steelers.
You see, no, but I'm talking about it like that's on a rivalry basis, right? But
that's what I'm saying.
Tom Brady, I'm not thinking about it that way because is there a team that's so bad they're like, oh, God, no.
Like,
not even that it's a rivalry, but like how he.
Hold the thing. Do you mean bad where it would disappoint me more?
Yes.
Or like sad for him?
Sad for him.
Like pretty much most of the teams they link him to, I'm just like, I don't know, Tom.
So like this year was a little bit of an exception, right? They did okay this year, but like the rumors that his kids are going to school in Nashville.
Yeah.
Like if he ended up a Titan, would you be like, oh, God, really?
No, I think that would be a great spot for him, actually. But, like, professionally, I think that team's great. He's really close with the coach. They used to play together. Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Jesus. But I just – you got Ryan Tannehill. They just went to the AFC title game. Tannehill was better than Tom Brady last year.
He was.
I don't know why you would do that if you're Tennessee.
But you get the school
thing.
I get what you're
saying.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, anywhere he goes, unless it's New England – I'm going to be like, oh, man. And it's going to just create some weirdness if they play. Because, like, I don't know. Like, you do root for laundry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You root for the uniforms.
Yeah.
But it seems weird that you can root so hard for this guy for, like, 20 years, and then he's on another team, and I'm just supposed to be like, well, whatever. I don't care anymore.
I had no separation anxiety with Le'Veon Bell.
Well, he's a dick.
Well, yeah, but he was the best player we had. So you would think, and it's not like.
But you had a year to get used to it, too.
I did have a year to get used to it.
Like when he sat out.
Right. But it, like, Le'Veon Bell being, or anyone else, like Antonio Brown on the Raiders, didn't bother me.
Hey, do you think Tom Brady would care if we went to iHeartRadio? Like, would he be bothered by that in the same way that I would be bothered if he went to play for the Chargers? Like, is he wondering what I'm going to do with my career?
Maybe he has the SiriusXM app
mm-hmm.
and doesn't have any other apps.
And, yeah. No, and speaking
of a big listener,
the best thing about the SiriusXM app is, and again, these are not medically proven statements, but I've heard that it can hydrate you. It's not a night color, so it fits in the TB12 method. Also, if you have the app and you want to check out old episodes of This Is Happening, which is this show, you can.
Yes.
You just search Ryan Sampson. You search Mark Zito. That's my name. That's his name. That's what you do.
That's right.
I'm really amped up today because I got off a plane. And anytime I don't sleep a lot.
Wait, you were really on a plane today?
Well, like earlier today. You know,
where'd you go? I saw you 2 days ago, and then where did you go?
I went to Las Vegas.
That's what's fascinating. You were on the. I saw you 2 days ago.
Yes.
And you've been to Las Vegas and back since.
Yes.
Amazing.
And didn't skip a beat, really.
Yeah.
I've actually, you know, I've been to Paris and New York and other places in Vegas. Those are just they're really just hotels. But I've been to all of them in the past couple of days.
Oh, and probably Venice.
Venice, yes, yes. So the NFL draft is taking place in Las Vegas this year, and due to my other job here, when I'm not hosting this show, I do the events. We had to do walkthroughs because, you know, SiriusXM is an NFL partner. We'll be broadcasting the NFL draft, so I had to pop out there, see where we're going to be, see certain things, and come back.
Yeah.
But on the flight back, something occurred to me, and I think I'm starting to change my views on this, because I used to say, hey, the airport is a racket where they charge you like $7 for one bottle of water, and that's price gouging, and there you should be that shouldn't be allowed.
Right.
And that's kind of a different topic, but I'm going to give you a new thought here.
Okay.
Planes should be like movie theaters. No outside food allowed on the plane.
So you sneak the food in your carry-on.
No.
You
no,
said like a movie theater. If, yeah, you're supposed to sneak it in your carry-on.
But if they catch you with the food, you get thrown out of the plane.
Why?
Okay. I'm coming home yesterday, or today, whenever it was, you know. I'm coming home.
No, wait, hold on. I want to ask one question, and I want to know if I want you to clarify, or if I want to ask the question before or after you explain a little more. Would you want the question now, or
it's
do you want
to, it's really tough to know, based on those qualifications.
No eating, or no bringing food on?
No bringing food on.
Oh my God, this is weird. Okay, go ahead.
You can eat on the plane, but I get on this plane yesterday. I sit down. I have an aisle seat. I don't normally have an aisle, but there was no one in the middle, so I was like, great. So it's me in the aisle, open middle seat. Woman sits next to me. Her friend sits on the window seat on the other side of the row.
Okay.
So in between her and her friend is empty seat, me, aisle, dude, empty seat again, woman, right?
Gotcha.
Does this make sense?
Yeah.
The woman next to me is like, hey, we're going to be passing some food back and forth if you don't mind. And I'm kind of like, what? This is like, why don't you just switch seat? Like, I will sit where your friend is sitting.
Right.
Assuming that no one comes and sits down in these two empty seats.
Right.
Whatever. What she has brought on the food on the plane to share is an entire truffle oil pizza. Okay? It friggin' smells.
Okay. Go ahead. I think you're barking up the wrong tree, but we'll talk about that later.
Now, did she offer me a slice? She did.
Okay, that's nice.
I didn't take it because I wanted to have the opportunity to remain indignant.
Okay.
That was literally the only reason I did not eat it.
It's like me and Delta Airlines.
Yeah, I felt as if I took the slice, I was no longer able to complain like this. I was hungry. But you got her bringing this on. It's a truffle oil pizza. Two rows in front of me, you got somebody with sushi. You got somebody with an entire full-size bag of Doritos. This is all on the same flight. It smells terrible. I don't know what's going on. None of this is approved, sanctioned airline food that they bought on the plane, okay? So hear me out. Planes with a menu that doesn't have a lot of scent and can only be purchased on the plane. You can't bring an entire pizza on an airplane.
You're right. And that's why I was saying you were barking up the wrong tree. That's inappropriate food at any inappropriate times. That's like Taco Bell and driving, right? You can't eat a taco and drive. So when I see people going out of the Taco Bell drive-thru and cranking their head sideways to fit the taco in, I'm like, this is dangerous. Mm-hmm. The wrong time to eat the taco.
Yeah.
Wrong time to
also,
eat the pizza.
You have to assume they live 3 to 4 minutes from their destination.
Exactly. Wrong place to eat the pizza. Now, I'm trying to remember back, right? Because I'm trying to remember 9/11.
Okay.
Because this goes back to 9/11.
Okay.
It does. Do you want to connect some dots?
Because it's like you could just bring whatever on?
Yep. You used to be able to bring whatever you wanted. You
what,
used
am I to
be able
to bring a party sub?
Yeah, you could cook a meal at home. Like I had family members that when they would take a flight,
yeah,
would cook like chicken and rice and put it in a Tupperware container and pack it in their carry-on.
Your family is an a-hole. All your entire family, okay? You can't. What are you doing? If you have to put a bib on to eat in a plane, no, make it a sandwich and make it only certain meats. Like turkey deli meat doesn't have an aggressive scent. If you're going to get on and eat pesto or onions or a cheesesteak, stop it. Yep. And truffle oil? I mean, Christ.
I mean, why not bring cabbage?
Yes.
Right? Like it's. Well,
and we're going to pass it back and forth?
Yeah, the passing back and forth, that's a no-no. That was a bad... First of all, not only is it inconsiderate, right? You can go on the route that you shouldn't pass it back and forth because it's inconsiderate.
Mm-hmm.
But I've sat beside people on planes before, and there's a lot of them I don't want touching my food.
Not to mention...
Like, as a selfish thing, if you're the person with the pizza, don't you go, oh, I've been on a flight before. The guy that picks his nose and takes his shoes off on the flight probably shouldn't touch my pizza.
I agree. And think about it this way, too. How dirty do you think those tray tables are?
Well, you know they're
so dirty.
They're dirtier in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yes.
Because they never get cleaned and people
science.
Change diapers.
That's
and the bathrooms
science,
at least
guys.
Gets cleaned once a week.
So it's like, you're not on board with my plan
I'm
at all?
I'm not on board
you
with your plan at all.
Think about it.
No.
Why?
Because, listen, you got to eat.
So buy the plane snacks.
Right? But the menus on the plane suck.
Well, in this scenario, menus on the plane would be better. Because also, maybe I just have a baby palate, but it's always like, hey, we have two options on the plane today. One is plain turkey sandwich on white bread.
Yeah.
No cheese. That's it. The other option is Southwest chicken wrap.
Yes.
With grilled baby parts in it and anything else you might enjoy over a bed of nails and peppers and onions.
And
it's like, whoa, okay.
And Pringles for $7.
Yeah, really went 0 to 100 in that situation.
No, but I'm saying those are the only two options you have on the plane.
Well, in my scenario, there would be more of a plane bistro. It would be better options.
Oh, you mean like the Jennifer Aniston, like where she's in the bathrobe and goes to take the shower? There's like
flown
a little...
that airline, and it is like that, and it's awesome.
Yeah. But like that scenario where there's like because now JetBlue has the little serve yourself,
yeah,
like
that's
when you
stupid
fly
too.
When you fly like a cross country jet like the long JetBlue flights, mm-hmm. they have like a little galley in the middle of the plane that you can go and get whatever chips
get
and cookies
soda,
you want.
Like you're in the common room in college.
It's exactly what it is. But like,
Ryan, I'm going up for a DC. You want one?
Wait, but so do salt and vinegar chips bother you?
Not really.
Like.
That would
but
be
you know what
the,
I'm saying like
yeah,
it's a scented food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you would have to be careful. But in my proposed law, there would be more of a plain bistro situation with some more options that had been, let's say, tested for you know weird smells or anything, and made it easier to eat. You know?
I think you're just being a baby because dude, those
she brought an entire pizza.
All right, that's wrong place though. That's not food. That's wrong food time. That's just wrong food time. You don't bring a pizza on a plane. Everyone knows you don't bring a pizza on a plane. You gotta have the whole row to yourself.
Even if you have the whole row to yourself. Do you realize how ridiculous you look?
More annoying on a plane, baby crying or people eating?
People eating. Not close.
People taking their shoes off or people eating?
Hmm. How bad do the feet smell? Do the feet smell in this scenario?
They have odor.
Then I guess people taking their shoes off.
Yeah.
You can't get mad at a crying baby on a plane ever.
It's
a baby.
Thank you. You're right. It
doesn't know what it's doing.
That is correct.
The person that brings a $5 carryout on the plane knows what's up. They're an adult person.
There was a video out earlier this week, if you didn't see it. There's a guy who was, I don't know where this plane was going.
I think he was in the last row of the plane.
He was okay. But the woman in front of him had reclined.
Yes.
And so the entire time she was reclined. Now, the headline said punching. And I guess technically he was punching. Yeah. I would call it a tap punch. But the whole time she was there, he was just knocking the back of her chair. The whole, like just gently. Just enough to make the chair move. And I'm like, good for that guy.
So you were on board with
I'm
this.
I'm on board with him.
See, now... I'm very torn on this because he was sitting in the last row of the plane, which means when somebody reclines into you and you're in the last row of the plane, you can't like recline. It's almost because reclining chairs almost creates the domino effect on the plane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, the thing on the I'm watching the video right now. The guy's tapping was not. It was like
A little faster, you're saying. Fair enough. But it wasn't. There wasn't a lot of force behind it.
No. And now.
It was annoying, not forceful, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm very torn here because I want to support this guy because I am anti-recline. I reclined on my flight home just now only because there was an empty seat behind me. It's the only time I've done it in probably 4 years.
Oh, right.
But I can't get on board with this because although that woman's very annoying for reclining her seat,
yes.
Right? There's better things to do than punch her in the back of the head for 2 hours
well, he
or
wasn't,
whatever.
He never physically touched her. It was just the back of her seat. He was just tapping the back of her seat, which was right in his face. I mean, like, where else is he supposed to put his hand? It's not like he had to stretch to do it. It was just right there.
Now, this woman is a terrible person, I think, because
anyone who reclines their seat ever, if there's someone behind you and you recline, unless you're in first class, terrible person.
So it was a flight from New Orleans to Charlotte, North Carolina, which, first of all, I'm going to look up how long that flight is.
That is an hour and a half max. I'd give it an hour and 15 minutes. It's a short flight.
Yeah, it's 2 hours nonstop, which means realistically it's like 80 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't need to recline.
No.
She then said that what he was doing was assault.
No, it wasn't.
Oh my, I've decided to share my assault, she wrote on Twitter.
When the flight attendant came,
she rolled her eyes at me and said, what? Then she told him it was tight back there and gave him free rum. She told me I had to delete the video. It's against the law to video on a plane. I asked her name and she gave me a passenger disturbance notice. Good. I do like the flight attendant.
I do too.
You suck, lady.
You do. I mean, like.
See,
like,
I'm coming around already.
But don't you know that, like, when. Just the same. The recline into him is kind of an assault, too. What?
Here's the thing, though. Her Twitter handle is @SteelersFanOG.
It's okay. Not every. We don't all have to be on the same team all the time.
So.
We don't all have to be on the same team all the time.
This guy is literally just touching the chair. He's not even doing anything.
No, you know what?
I'm back on with the guy.
He's just knocking the chair the whole time. No force behind it. Just enough to make it move.
Now
just,
I have...
Wait, hold on. It would be the same force and annoyingness with a four-year-old that's kicking the chair. Mm-hmm. Is that four-year-old assaulting you?
No.
They know they're kicking it.
Now, but there is the argument of this guy can put his tray table out.
That's the thing, though. Dude, at least with me, any regular coach seat on any airline, if my tray table's down and you recline...
Well, that seems like a you problem.
Yeah, okay, maybe I'm fat. You can call me fat.
I didn't call you fat.
No, but dude, I am not like a large person. You know I am not an obese large.
That's
I am an average-sized human being.
That's true.
So like for me going in there, like if you recline ever, unless you're in first class or you know there's no one behind you, you're a bad person. You're just an inconsiderate, selfish jerk. And you know you are. And because you're like, well, I don't care. It's my seat.
This woman's Twitter. It's like people are tweeting her. My husband was crushed under 10 tons of concrete. You should see him on a plane or even in a small car. The pain is real for him, me, and every passenger around us. And she's now responding to all of these saying, that's
God,
horrible.
No.
I'm so sorry that happened to him. Please don't mistake this guy for a man like your husband. I'm sure he's in unbelievable pain. This is an airline issue. She is responding to everyone at SteelersFanOG.
She is. She's responding. Like, listen, this is a problem for everybody. We shouldn't, like, I know we're singling out these two people, but this is all on whatever airline.
Airline seats should not recline.
Ever. No, they should not. Well, okay. They should, if they're going to recline, give room to recline.
Oh, no, they won't do that. That would require having less passengers on the flight.
Right.
We're past that point.
Yeah.
We're practically at a point where you're going to get on and hold a strap.
They've discussed that.
I know. With the sole problem being that then it would eliminate all the arguments against, you know, like...
Everyone else buckling up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, they've talked about planes where they'll put people against the wall, like a subway car.
Yeah.
Well, they'll, like, line up the seats against the wall.
Do you remember on certain Southwest flights where you used to have to sit and face people? There was,
Yes.
That was madness.
Yes.
But Jesus. Anyway... I'm going to take a break in a minute, but I still want to just say that air travel, nothing has gotten better about it. I do it more than most, so my concerns are, I feel like, very fine-tuned to what's annoying on a plane.
Well, you know that I'm like, by the way, if there's anybody out there who is a lawyer that does class action suits, call me, text me, tweet me.
Is this about your stupid, there's no window at my seat thing?
Yeah. I tell you, I think there's a class action suit there. I know I'm right.
Please, before we go to break, please explain your issue.
On 737s,
mm-hmm.
row 15 and 16 doesn't have a window seat. And they sell it to you as a premium seat, which you pay more for.
Uh-huh, to have leg room. You're paying for
right,
leg room.
But they sell you a window seat.
Well, it's...
You buy a window seat. And then you get there, and there's no window.
Okay.
I bought the window seat as well. God.
Are you a child? Yes. Do you need to look out the window?
Yes, I do. I get air sick. If I don't see a horizon, I will vomit. And so I pick a window seat. And if I and I pick
just
the...
look at the screen in front of you. Put anything.
No,
up
that's
on the...
not a horizon. I need
so
a horizon.
You're telling me every flight you're on, whether it be 1 hour or 6 hours, you are just looking out the window the entire time, trying not to vomit.
Would you like to get at Mashup Nicole on the phone? Who has you get text at Mashup Nicole?
Yes.
We'll do this during break. You ask her what Ryan does on a flight. That's all you have to do. When Ryan's on a plane, what does he do? That's the question.
All right.
When we come back.
This is happening.